Good morning, and welcome to Simply Crypto. It's Monday, April 22nd. On today's show, Bitcoin.com announces a strategic partnership with Data Ownership Protocol to enhance user sovereignty, while Tether integrates USDT on Ton Network, targeting 900 million Telegram users. Plus, the burn rate of Shiba Inu cryptocurrency soars by 172%, coinciding with market price recovery. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Crypto. We start off with some exciting news in the world of cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com, a prominent player in the space, has announced a strategic partnership with the Data Ownership Protocol, or DOP, to enhance user sovereignty within its ecosystem. The integration aims to offer Bitcoin.com's nearly 50 million wallet holders greater control over their personal data. For more on this, we're joined by our correspondent. So what exactly does this partnership entail?
This collaboration integrates DOP's cutting-edge technology, which utilizes zero-knowledge proofs on the Ethereum Layer 1 blockchain, directly into the Bitcoin.com wallet. It allows users to exercise enhanced control over what personal information they share and with whom. Given Bitcoin.com's massive user base, this move could have a significant impact on data sovereignty standards in the crypto community.
And it seems Bitcoin.com is really emphasizing its commitment to user autonomy with this move, correct?
Absolutely. Corbin Fraser, the CEO of Bitcoin.com, highlighted that integrating DOP's pioneering tech underscores their dedication to both user sovereignty and financial sovereignty. It enhances users' ability to control their data while still engaging securely with the digital economy. The partnership also includes plans for future collaborations with sovereignty-focused initiatives, like integration with the XANO token, to further strengthen the data ownership options available.
Can you give us a bit more background on these two companies and what they each bring to the table?
Sure. Bitcoin.com, founded back in 2015, has really been at the forefront of introducing new users to the potential of cryptocurrencies. They offer educational resources, the latest news, and user-friendly products to facilitate easy access to the crypto world. DOP, on the other hand, leverages its advanced tech to enable selective transparency and granular data control on Ethereum Layer 1. It's designed to allow both users and decentralized applications to carefully manage data exposure.
So in your view, what kind of broader impact could a partnership like this have on the cryptocurrency space?
This strategic collaboration is expected to set a new bar for enhanced data sovereignty in the crypto realm. It marks a crucial step towards a more secure and user-empowered digital finance landscape. As concerns around data privacy and control continue to grow, initiatives like this that prioritize user autonomy will likely become increasingly important. It will be interesting to see if other major players follow suit.
Certainly a development to keep an eye on. Thank you for the insights on that partnership between Bitcoin.com and the Data Ownership Protocol. In other crypto news, Tether, the company behind the world's largest stablecoin USDT, has announced integration with the Ton blockchain network originally developed by messaging app Telegram. This move could potentially expose USDT to Telegram's massive user base of over 900 million people worldwide. For more on this, we're joined now by our Simply Crypto correspondent. What can you tell us about this integration and why it's significant?
This is a major development for both Tether and the Ton network. By launching USDT on Ton, Tether gains access to the blockchain's ultra-fast transactions and scalability. Ton is capable of processing millions of transactions per second, far exceeding the capacity of most other blockchains. This technical capability, combined with Telegram's enormous global user base, could dramatically expand the reach and adoption of Tether's stablecoin.
Remind us briefly what USDT is and why a stablecoin would benefit from this kind of integration and exposure to more users.
USDT is a stablecoin pegged to the value of the US dollar. Each USDT token is always supposed to be redeemable for $1, providing a stable store of value and medium of exchange in the volatile cryptocurrency markets. By tapping into Telegram's user base, USDT could become a more widely used vehicle for payments, remittances, and other transactions around the world. stablecoins aim to combine the benefits of cryptocurrencies, like fast and cheap transfers, with the stability of fiat money.
What can you tell us about the TON network and its origins? Wasn't it created by Telegram originally?
That's right. TON stands for the Open Network, and it was developed by the Telegram team as a highly scalable proof-of-stake blockchain. However, the project faced regulatory challenges from the SEC, which viewed its native Gram tokens as unregistered securities in an initial coin offering. As a result, Telegram had to abandon the project and return funds to investors in 2020. The technology behind TON was then open-sourced and handed over to the community, which has continued developing it.
Do you think the fact that TON is now community-run rather than controlled by Telegram itself could impact the upside for Tether here?
It's possible, but I don't think it will be a major factor. The key benefits for Tether are still the technical capabilities of the TON blockchain and the potential to get USDT into the hands of more Telegram users. While Telegram may not be officially driving the adoption, the fact that TON was purpose-built to integrate with the messaging app is still a big advantage. If TON development continues to progress smoothly, it should be a net positive for Tether, regardless of Telegram's direct involvement.
All right, thanks for breaking this down for us. Anything else we should be watching in terms of Tether's expansion plans or the growth of stablecoins in general?
I think this is part of a broader trend of stablecoins trying to expand their reach and become more integrated with mainstream apps and services. We've seen other stablecoin issuers pursue integrations with popular consumer fintech apps and traditional financial institutions. The end goal is to make stablecoins a more integral part of the average person's financial life, not just a tool for crypto traders. Tether's move with TON is one of the most ambitious efforts yet, given Telegram's massive scale. But I expect we'll continue to see more initiatives aimed at taking stablecoins mainstream.
Thanks for the update on Tether's stablecoin integration with TON. Shifting gears to another notable development in the crypto space, the Shiba Inu cryptocurrency, known as SHIB, has seen a significant surge in its token burn rate, coinciding with a recovery in its market price. The burn rate has increased by an impressive 172%, with over 5 million SHIB tokens permanently removed from circulation. Here to provide more insight is our Simply Crypto correspondent, Michael. Can you explain what this burn rate increase means for SHIB and its holders?
Absolutely, David. The burn rate refers to the volume of SHIB tokens being sent to an inaccessible dead wallet, effectively taking them out of circulation forever. This reduction in supply can potentially drive up the value of the remaining tokens. The 172% surge in the burn rate is a positive sign for SHIB, as it demonstrates heightened activity and interest within the Shiba Inu community.
And how has this impacted SHIB's market performance? Has there been a noticeable effect on its price?
Yes, the increase in the burn rate has been accompanied by a rebound in SHIB's market value. After facing pressure from unfavorable market conditions, SHIB has regained momentum, providing positive returns for investors. The token touched a low of 0.37 on April 13, but has since been trading between 0.205 and 0.3386. Today, SHIB experienced a 5% increase, reaching 0.0232 at the latest check.
Apart from the burn rate, what other factors may be contributing to SHIB's resurgence? Are there any notable developments within the Shiba Inu ecosystem?
The Shiba Inu community has been buzzing with excitement due to continuous development efforts. One significant development is the Shiba Inu Layer 2 solution called Shibarium, which recently underwent a major update. Shibarium now boasts a new user interface, expanded wallet compatibility, and improved transaction speeds. The platform has also launched a new website at shib.io, signaling further growth and commitment to the project.
It certainly sounds like there's a lot of positive momentum surrounding Shiba Inu at the moment. As always, it's important for investors to do their own research and exercise caution when investing in cryptocurrencies. Thank you, Michael, for providing us with these insights into the recent developments in the SHIB ecosystem. Moving on to the broader crypto market, the global crypto market cap has risen to $2.43 trillion, with Bitcoin climbing back above the $66,000 mark over the weekend following the much-anticipated Bitcoin halving event. For more on the latest cryptocurrency price movements, we're joined now by our Simply Crypto correspondent. What can you tell us about the overall market sentiment right now?
The overall market sentiment is quite positive at the moment, with the Fear and Greed Index currently sitting at 62 out of 100, indicating a greed level. This suggests investors are feeling bullish and confident in the crypto market's near-term prospects. The global crypto market cap has seen a 24-hour gain of 1.64%, reflecting this optimistic outlook.
Bitcoin, the world's largest and most well-known cryptocurrency, has managed to reclaim the $66,000 level. What do you think is driving this upward momentum for Bitcoin?
The recent Bitcoin halving event, where the reward for mining new Bitcoin blocks is cut in half, is likely a major factor behind Bitcoin's price surge. Halving events historically lead to supply shocks and increased demand, as the rate of new Bitcoin entering circulation is reduced. This creates a bullish environment for Bitcoin prices. Additionally, institutional adoption and mainstream acceptance of cryptocurrencies continue to grow, further fueling demand for Bitcoin.
Aside from Bitcoin, which other major cryptocurrencies are seeing significant price movements today?
Ethereum, the second largest cryptocurrency by market cap, has seen a 24-hour gain of 1.55%, currently trading at around $3,128. Other popular altcoins like Solana and Ripple have also posted gains of 1.85% and 1.39%, respectively. However, not all cryptocurrencies are in the green today. Dogecoin, the meme-inspired token, has seen a slight 24-hour dip of 0.64%.
Which lesser-known cryptocurrencies are making waves in terms of price performance today?
The Core token has emerged as the biggest gainer over the past 24 hours, with an impressive jump of over 13%. Other notable gainers include the AIOZ network token, AIOZ, with a 12.22% increase, and the recently launched Pepe token, Pepe, which has seen an 8.84% gain. On the flip side, the Nervous network token, CKB, is the biggest loser today, with a 24-hour drop of 5.76%.
As always, it's important for investors to do their own research and exercise caution when investing in cryptocurrencies, given the market's high volatility. Thank you for that update on the latest cryptocurrency price action. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Crypto. We'll see you back here tomorrow.